Ve'ela ha-mishpatim asher tasim lefneihem. There's a sprach in the Zohar. He says, Eloin sidron de gulgulehoin. And the Sfarim explained, what does it have to do with gilgulim? There's a famous pshat from the Baal Shem Tov that, you know, sometimes a person has to come back to this world because he's chayif to someone a pruta, or because someone is chayif to him a pruta, and you have to come back in a gilgul. So, Eila ha-mishpatim, sometimes even dine mominis can be the reason, the cause and effect of why a person comes back as a gilgul. I saw brought down at Tzustel, interesting, there's a story with the Chazanish. Someone once found a matbeya, and al pi halacha of whatever the Gedarim is, where it was, mitzah hilchas mitziya and hashavas aved, and this, he was allowed to keep it. But he told the Chazanish, he has nervin. What if the Bailam wasn't biyayish? What if Lamaisa is a Bailam? Al pi the Gedarim of where it was found and how it was found, I'm allowed to keep it. Abradach, he has nervin. I mean, but the din is, he's allowed to keep it. The Chazanish told him, like, pung fakert. Ken zayin, klape shmaya, be'emes, it is belonging still to the other guy. And in his previous Gilgal, he owes you money. And fakert, if he was already miyayish, that's not a kunz. Then it's taka miyoyish, and you're not receiving it from him. The Eberster is being mesabev sibuvim, that you should be zoichin it from him, so it should finally be mechaper for that pruta that he's chayiv to you. And that's why the Noidib Yehuda writes in Avasin, Bederav Drush, but he says in Kemat all countries, currency, well now it's virtual, but the currency is round. He says because it's a matbeya, it goes around, it causes gilgulim in this world and that world, and you have to make sure that Avada, the money should be the kashrus. Now it says, Ve'ela ha-mishpatim. So, Bederech Rem, as you could say, I still brought down various neschois to this, but the word ha-mishpatim, the Rosh HaTeva said the word ha-mishpatim could be potentially referring to various basic psak and halacha. Ha-mishpatim, hey, if you have a different choice, it's also, it's beseder. Hey is ha-moitim mechavel varaya, mem, ha-mishpatim, mem could be muchzik or migu, shin, shvua or shuda dedaini, pei is pshara, tes is taninon, yud, yachloiku, mem is munach, yehei munach at shiovel yo, or I heard yud mem is yehei munach, or yud mem could be yovoi mevaser, which is viter, yehei munach ad shiovel yo. Noticeably missing is kol da'olam govar, which of course in Baba Metzia there's a famous theory between when you paskin yachloiku, when you paskin yehei munach at shiovel yo, the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Zayin by Manish Lishi, and when you pass in Kol Dolam Govar. Kol Dolam Govar is noticeably missing, but Ken Zayin, because Kol Dolam Govar is as the Hemshech of the Pasuk. Asher Tosim Lifnehem. The Eila HaMishpatim, Asher Tosim Lifnehem. Just put it in front of them. You're Mistalik. That's what the Shitas HaRosh is. Asher is the Rosh. That it's just Tosim Lifnehem, so it doesn't have to be mentioned. Now Rashi brings Mahari Shoyne Misinai Af Elu Misinai. And the Rabusa is because you would have thought that maybe in Yonim of Mominis and Ben Adam Lechaveri, maybe that goes more with Seichel and logic and just human, basic humanitarian factors. And the Teretz says, no, it's Alf from Sinai. Pirkei Avos is also from Sinai. Dini Mominis is from Sinai. Ein Lecharaya Gadol Mizeh, of all the different things that's chosen, the first sugya is Eved Ivri. Imagine Eved Ivri, this is Torah Misinai. It can't be its logic. If the Adin only has one car and he needs the car to do, I guess you need, what do you need a car for? To go somewhere? And the Eved Ivri also wants the car? You only have one car. You have to be mevater the car to the... Oh, a car is a pillow. Oh, okay. No, I thought a car, you know. But you have to be mevater the car to the Eved Ivri. That's not with Seichel. That's Avadim. Torah Misinai. That's even these dinim is that. And Rashi says, Asher tosim lifneyem kishulchan aruch. Muchan lecha lifnei adam. Like a shulchan aruch. Rashi is quoting the Lashon of the Medrash. The Medrash Betzim says, "Umishpatim bal yedoum." The Eberster didn't give to the Ben Noach all of the mitzvahs. Mitchila, the Eberster gave to Adam Rishon only six mitzvahs. The Rambam in Hilchis Melachim, in Sefer Shoftim in Hilchis Melachim, Perek Tes Lach Aleph, the Rambam brings down very similar nusach to this Medrash that originally there were six mitzvahs to Adam Rishon, then Noach was given a seventh mitzvah, Avram and Achai. Avram was given Mila, Yitzchak, Maestris, Yaakov, Giranosh, and then Klal Yisrael, it was already Munach, Lifneim, Keshulchan Aruch. Then the entire Shulchan Aruch was given to them. Now we have a Sefer Shulchan Aruch that was after various hundreds of years, thousands of the Tkufas of the Goinim and the Rishonim, and then it was Malakit, the Tor, Baal HaTurim already was the son of the Rosh, he was Mesader in four different sections. And Rabbi Yosef Cairo wrote, first of all, he wrote a pirish on the tour. Beis Yosef, he also wrote a pirish on the Rambam, Kesef Mishnah. You want to tell them? He wrote also, afterwards, he was malakit a sefer Shulchan Aruch. Nicht verstanden? It's very interesting, at the same time that Rabbi Yosef Cairo, one of the Ziknei Gedoyli Hador living in Tzfas in Eretz Yisrael, at the same time a very young Rav Moshe Israelish, living in Krakow, also, and I think it happened a few times, he wrote a pirish on the Rambam, but then he saw that Rabbi Yosef wrote Kesef Mishnah, he deferred. He wrote a pirish called Darkei Moshe, a very lengthy pirish on the tour, and then he deferred because the Beis Yosef wrote a pirish, and then he wanted to write a Shulchan Aruch of sort, but he deferred to the Beis Yosef, and instead he wrote a mappa. A mappa is the tablecloth. The Hagoyis of the Ramah is just additions, a mappa onto the Shulchan Aruch. Now the original Shulchan Aruch, many times it's printed together with the Mechaber and the Ramah, was printed as a small, one volume, not kitzer, but a Shulchan Aruch. The development over hundreds of years of Shulchan Aruch getting larger and the various Noisei Kalim and Noisei Kalim on the Noisei Kalim establishing, it's fascinating that had the Ramah chosen to make his own Sefer and there would have been a competition, I don't know how things would have developed out, but notice that most of the Noisei Kalim are either Talmidov or Miyotze Chalotzov of the Ramah, not of the Beis Yosef. And but that's how the process of Shulchan Aruch it came about. There's an interesting remez. I mean, the four names of the Chalokim of Shulchan Aruch, Rashi brings there Shulchan Aruch, are Eirech Chaim, Yeredeya, Evene, Ezer, Choshen, Mishpat. The gematria of Eirech Chaim, Yeredeya, Evene, Ezer, Choshen, Mishpat is 1,705. The amount of simonim in Shulchan Aruch, in the Arba Chelke Shulchan Aruch, is 1,705. I don't think it's a coincidence that Hilchas Shofar is Simon Tov Kuf Pei Vav, gematria Shofar, and there are various other places where you see that there are Ramazim thereof. It's interesting, there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Chayshe Mishpat, in Simen Mem Gimel, Sif Chav Tes, where there's a, it says, in the middle of the Sif, it says, Ad Kan Yoim Chav Aleph. Ad Kan Yoim Chav Aleph. So the Sma writes, what does it mean, Ad Kan Yoim Chav Aleph? He says, originally, Shulchan Aruch was a small sefer that was, you're supposed to learn it once every 30 days, and it was even had, you know, inserts where it told you, this is till day one, day two, and over there was Ad Kan Yoim Chaf Aleph. And most of them were taken out by the printers, but that one somehow remained. By coincidence or not, the Shach has a different shot over there. Over there it's talking about if a person says that he's going to give you something between Pesach and Shavuos, the amount of time you have is still halfway between, which is Ad Kan Yoim Chaf Aleph, 21 days after Pesach, is the midpoint between Pesach and Shavuos. And it's actually referring to the detail that's being discussed in the halacha there. But that's a Bazundere Shmuz. I don't know if in all the printings it's like that, but I heard a word from Rabbi Yoel Misatmer. He says that Chayshe Mishpat is the last chiluk of Shulchan Aruch. I mean, a lot of Shulchan Aruchs don't really have a full, like, it's set up, which is the order, which is the first, and a standard one. I know, and now there's new standard ones. It depends who you're talking to. But in an old standard ones, three volumes for Eirech Chaim, one for Ebenezer, three for Chayshe Mishpat. Chayshe Mishpat is the last. So he says, why is Chayshe Mishpat at the end? Because in Chayshe Mishpat, you have Hilchas Pshara. In Hilchas Dayanim and Simon Yud Beis is Hilchas Pshara. Hamishpatim, the pay stood for, among other things, Pshara. Pshara is only in Chayshin Mishpat. And there's not Pshara in Eirech Chaim. There's no Pshara in Yeredeya. Pshara is in only in Chayshin Mishpat. We wanted to make sure you realize that the Pshara is only over there. Eved Ivri. Shei Shonim Yavoid Uva Shvi Yetze Lachofshi. The Megala Amukis writes, the original Eved Ivri, the original Eved Ivri is Yosef HaTzadik. He sold as an Eved. He's an Ivri, literally, and he sold as an Eved, and he was Nimkar. And he goes free after 13 years. So he says, Shei Shonim Yavedu, then Uva Shvi, another 7 years. Because of all the cheshbon of the years that he was in Beis Petifra, until he comes out of the Beis HaSoyer, he comes out at 6 plus 7. And he explains that 6 plus 7 is 13. 13 Havayis times 26 is Shlach. And that's eventually when you go out free. And this parsha is a simbon for Be'emes Ma'isa Obisim Labonim for the Gula Asida. Of course, Eved Ivri is Gematria Mashiach. Actually, it's not even that Eved Ivri is Gematria Mashiach. It is. Eved Ivri is 358, Gematria Mashiach. But Eved is 76, Ivri is 282. There are 76 words in the Parash of Eved Ivri and 282 letters in the Parash of Eved Ivri. And together again, it's Meramis on the Inyan of the Geula, Vavodai La'olam. But Avada, we have to learn a message from this Eved Ivri. If he wants to stay in the matzav that he is, that's terrible. A person's not supposed to want to be tzefridin, vs is. He says, yeah, ahavti, it's good, tovli, everything's fine. No, that's the erek sezach. A person has to strive. He's in a situation of Eved Ivri, but he has to strive for something better. Not to say, I'll stay stuck in this. But of course, if he chooses that, thereof, avada, he stays full yovel. Now, we mentioned one of the other weeks before. We'll just say it again. B'ktsara, there's a havamina. The pasuk says, sheish shanim yavoy, which means for 6 years. But there's a havamina in the Yerushalmi, sheish shanim yavoy, uvashvi yetzel chav. She means in Shemitah. And Rabbi Zayif and Eved Ivri is sold a year or two before Shemitah. He goes out already by Shemitah. There's a havamina in the Yerushalmi like that. Sheish shanim yavoy means till the end of the 6 year cycle. Uvashvi, and in Shemitah he goes out. Of course, the Pella is, the Achronim asked, how could there be a havamina? It's only a havamina. But how could there be a havamina that an Eved Ivri goes out by Shemitah, but there's a pasuk that an Eved Ivri goes out by Yovel? If he went out by Shemitah, he never gets to Yovel, assumingly Yovel is the year after Shemitah. And the answer to that is that according to the Yerushalmi, Yovel is not the year after Shemitah. There are two separate, not connected cycles of every 7 years being Shemitah, every 7 years, and separately every 50 years being Yovel. The two cycles don't have anything to do with each other. As a matter of fact, every 350 years, Yovel is the year of Shemitah. Shemitah also, various times, Yovel actually starts, can be at any one of the 7 years of the Shemitah cycle. Work out the numbers. Every 7 years is Shemitah, as in the 49th year of Shemitah, and then the 56th year of Shemitah, and we continue. Every multiple of seven is Shemitah, every multiple of 50 is Yovel. If that's true, Yovel has nothing to do with being before or after Shemitah. That can at least explain why there was a Havamina that an Eved Ivri would go out by Shemitah, but he doesn't. Now, when Eved Ivri works for 6 years, and if the Adon dies, the Gemara says, Eved Ivri Oved Es HaBen. But it's especially Afusa, Asugyan, Kedushin, Daf Yud Zayin. And Eved Ivri only is Oved the Ben. It's not regular Gedarim of Yerusha. If there is a Ben, he's Oved the Ben. If there's no Ben, he's not Oved the Bas. He's not Oved to the Ach. He doesn't go over to the father, the uncle, the second cousin. Only a Ben. There's a Yedua, the Minchas Chinuch wants to be Mechadish, that even the Din that an Eved Ivri is Oved Es HaBen, it's not Dine Yerusha. The Hainu, one would have thought it's the regular Gedarim of Yerusha, limited only to a Ben. But no, it's not that. By the way, what about a Ben Benoi? That could be actually in two Eifanim. When the guy dies, the original Adoin, he only has a grandson. Or what about Fakar? An Adoin died. The Eved Ivri, in fact, went over to the Ben, but then a few days, weeks later, that Ben died. Does it go over also to a Nechid? Interesting, I don't know. But the Menchas Chinuch wants to say that it doesn't Bechlal have a din of Yerusha of Ben at all. It's a special din of Ben. It's not the din of Yerusha. Klapi ma'advarim amurim. He wants to be mechadish that there's no din of pishnayim. There's no din of pishnayim in an Eved Ivri that when it goes to the various banim, the Bechar won't get pishnayim. He brings a raya from a first Gemara. The Gemara says, there's a din of yakir, Baba Basra, Kuf Chav Zayin. The Gemara says, yakir, a person is nemon loymar, yakir, ze bini Bechor, this is my son, Zebani Mamzer, Zebani Bechor. A person can designate and say the truth. I mean, can he do that? He has two sons. One looks about the age of 52. The other one looks about 14. And he points to the 14-year-old and says, Zebani Bechor. I mean, does it work? But there's a din of Yakir. Frek the Gemara, what do you need the din of Yakir? Hooray, a person could write a tzavo'o and give any of his money to whoever he wants. If he so chooses to give to that son or even someone not a son the money, he can give it to him. What's the significance? He has a migu, a biyadai, pull what you want. What's the significance of Yakir? The Gemara has a teretz of a goysis, which is a complex topic, but frektim and chesrinach, I don't understand. An Eved Ivri is not something you can give away. You can't give your Eved Ivri as a present to somebody and write it tzavo, and it doesn't go to any other Yerushim, it only goes to the Ben. No, it would be negeya to say Yakir, to single out which one of your sons is the Bechar, and it's not something you can decide and choose to do otherwise, and that he would get pishnayim of the Eved Ivri. Why didn't the Gemara say that that's the reason why you need Yakir? Says the Menchas Chinuch, because there's no din of Pishnayim by a Eved Ivri. Reason being, because it's not the din of Yerushas Ben, it's a Bazundere din. The emissary of Reb Shimon Shkop in Shari Yosha learns different. He says, no, Avada this that an Eved Ivri is Oved the Ben is a regular din Yerusha of Ben. It's the regular Yerusha of Ben. It's the regular Yerusha of Ben. But we know an Eved Ivri doesn't go to a Bas, it doesn't go to an Av, it doesn't go to an Ach. It doesn't go to a Bechor either. A Bechor is also a different kind of Yerush. Yerushas Bechor doesn't have to apply. You don't have to take away the Ben Kite to explain why he doesn't have Yerushas Bechor. That's a different way of explaining Copy that, Gemara. Now we know that the Nirtza has to really insist, doubly insist, that he wants this. And he says, Im Omar Yoimar. And the Gemara explains he has to actually say it twice and insist that he wants this. Omar Yoimar Ho'eved Ahafti Esadoini Esishti Vezbani Lo Eitzei Chavshi. And then, yes, he stays. V'higishi El Adeles. And the whole process. There's a very interesting pshat. This is actually brought down in Koivet Shirim from Rabbi Chanan. On Masechta Kedushin, Ois Kuf Lamed Beis. He brings this from Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin, based on a Medrash. The Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu is talking and pleading and having a shaklavatari with the Bashefer, and he says in his tefillah when he wants to go into Eretz Yisrael, and he says, quoting Moshe Rabbeinu, "Ahavti es adoini, zu hakadosh baruch hu, es ishti, zu hatoira, es bonai, zu klal Yisrael, lo yeitzei chofshi." I want to continue with them. I don't want to be disconnected from them. I don't want to go out. Hakadosh baruch hu answers him, "Al toisef daber elai oid badover hazeh." Says Rabbi Shmuel Leib Diskin, quoted in the Koivet Shiurim. Hare Moshe Rabbeinu, when he said this statement, Ahavtis Adoini Esishti Vezbonei, this is for real. This is Din Eved Nirtza. He would have went into Eretz Yisrael. I'm not getting involved in all the various reasons why Mei Meriva Vechule and the various other trigger mechanisms why Moshe Rabbeinu would or wouldn't have been able to go into Eretz Yisrael, right? You can factor in the Cheshbon of the Megala Amukas that Moshe Rabbeinu Betzem was born from Machzeh Grushasai because Yocheved married Elitzafan Ben Parnach in the interim before she went back to Amram. And really, that's Osir. The only heter was because it was in Chutz La'aretz. So in Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu was pogum. He's a ben of a Machzeh Grushasai. And all the other factors of why he should or shouldn't go into Eretz Yisrael. Oh, but if he's a din eved nirtza, he would go in. And that's the din. And that's Koyach HaTorah. Kadosh Baruch Hu asks him, Al Toisef Dabrele, don't say it a second time. I'm asking, I'm pleading with you. Don't. If you say it a second time, that's Omar Yoimar. Then it's a din nirtza. You say it twice. Hashem asked him, don't say it a second time. There's a chazal that says, "Im Omer Yomer Ha'eved Eved V'loy Oma." That there's no din of nirtza by an Oma. And the Mefarshim, the Sefer HaMikneh Kedushin, there were many Acharedim ask, "How would there be a din of nirtza by Oma? An Oma Vri, anyways, has to go out by Simonim, and she's a Ketana, unless you say maybe it's talking about an Eved Ivri that's in a keva, not an Oma Evriya." There's a shail in the Mishnah Melech if an Eved Ivri has to be dafka a male, or you could also have Eved Ivri that's a nekeva. It's a machlekes Rishonim. But maybe that would be the chiddush, that by an Eved Ivri that's a woman, there's no din of nirtza, not lagabi the Oma. I mean, is there such a thing as an Eved Ivri that's a katan? You can't have an Eved Ivri that's a katan. Yeah, but you could have the owner of an Eved Ivri. Who's making the kinyan nirtza? Let's say the Adain dies and the owner is the Ben is a katan. Can you do nirtza if the Adain is a katan? Like, what makes the chalais kinyan nirtza? It's a chalais that happens me'elav, it's the Adain piling it. You want to go back to the raid that it's really the original mechir of the Eved Ivri is really Tul Yoivel anyways, and Sheish is a hafka, and Nirtza is a hakol siluk of the hafka. There's a lot to talk about on this topic. Move on. It's a packed parsha. Make ish v'meis mois yumas. Rashi brings, there's a havamina. Make ish. I would have had a havamina even hako beloy misa. But at the end of the day, we know that no, that a person's only chayiv misa if he hits somebody and he kills him. The exception to this rule is when a person is make oviv. When a person is make oviv, then he's chayiv even without killing him. Now there's a pella that the Prima Godim in his Sefer Tevas Goyme asks. There's a havamina here in Rashi that every make ish v'meis would also be chayiv misa. The question is, so what would be significant about Maka Aviv then? And it's even worse, because Maka Ish Vameis is Hereg, Saif, which is more Chomer than Maka Aviv Imei, which is Chenek. How you talking? Maka Aviv is Chenek, and Maka, a regular person, is Hereg. Lafia Emes, it's not true, because Maka Aviv is even without killing him, and Maka Adam, Maka Ish, is only with killing. But in this Avamina, what would be? What's more, by Maka Aviv Imei, it would always be a dilemma. Naniach, it would be such a thing. So a regular person is hereg, and maka aviv is chenek. No, and it's a machlekes Rav Shimon and Tanakama, which is more chomer. But how do you know it's your father? You're allowed to rely on roiv to give him the chenek. How do you know? How do you know it's your father? The Gemara says yisaymech on roiv. Is roiv enough for that? The emes is there are many sugyas, and I saw a cute vart from the Chidah. In Nachal Kedumim, he brings that a few of the psukim here, Beretzifus, seemingly unrelatedly connected sugyas, all the thread going through them is the topic of Halchin and Basaroi. It talks about Ritzicha, Maka Ish, And then it talks about karbonos, a person has makar of a carbon. And then there's a din of makay aviv. On all three, one could ask, what do you mean ritzicha? Maybe the nirtzach was a treifa. The Gemara in Chulin says, but you go on roiv. Bringing a carbon, how do you know the carbon's not a treifa? Roiv. Makay aviv, how do you know it's your father? Roiv. The Gemara didn't ask this on mekalel aviv. Because mekalel aviv, it's possible even if you don't know who your father is. A person is mekalel aviv, whoever it is. But maka aviv is physical. You have to be maka, the person who you think is your father. Unless roiv tells you who it is, you wouldn't know that it's maka aviv. Now, ein oinshin ela im kein mazhirin. There's a big machlokes Rambam and Ramban. Maka ish, stamazoit, to be choivel b'chaveiroi. What's the oinish? If a person is maka ish, not aviv imoi. What's the oinish? Malkus, right? What's the lav? Lo Yosef. That it says, by Shliach Bezdin, he shouldn't give an extra hakos. So that the Azhar is Lo Yosef. And in fact, when you're choivel b'chaveiroi, not always, if the Nezek Saripa Shevas Boishas adds up to the sum total of more than a pruta, so then it's b'feirish ripsa toiru choivel b'chaveiroi l'tashlumen, and the tashlumen path is the malkus. But if, not a pruta, then there's a lav of Lo Yosef. Now, maki aviv v'imoi is chayiv misa. It says, Maka of Avim Moshimas. But where's the Azhara? It's a Moira de Gazach. The Azhara is from that same Lo Yosef. There's not a separate Azhara. There's no Azhara on Maka Aviv. The Azhara of Maka Aviv is the Lo Yosef. The same Lo Yosef that's an Azhara for Maka by Choyvel Bechaveri is the Azhara for Maka Aviv. It's a Machlekes Rambam and Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvahs, whether we count it as a separate Lav in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, Hare, it's the same Azhara being used for two totally different things. There's a whole Shaila. We're talking about Lo Yosef. Could a son be a shliach bezdin to give his father malchus? So the Gemara says by meisus, yeah, by other things not. But I saw interesting the Achrayim Kler in Cheschinuch. Can a person be mashke imoy meisaita? He's the kohen. Could he be the kohen that's mashke imoy meisaita? Memanoshek. If nothing happens, so nothing happens. If she does get nenash, so she was supposed to. There's a problem that's maka aviv. And any koyin that's mashka a soita and the soita dies, there's a tzad, he shouldn't do birchas koyim now on avoida because he's koyin shaharagas anefesh. He didn't do it. It's a miraculous thing of the mind. Right? So then why shouldn't even the son be able to be mashki imoy mei soita? Now we have l'choyra gans, baba kama, baba metziah, and baba basra, a lot of it is all crammed in over here into Parshas Mishpatim. It's interesting, the Gemara says in Baba Kama Daf Lamed, Hai ban de boy lehavi chasida. There's three options what a person could do if he wants to be a chassid. He should either learn in yonim of nizikin, or brachis, or avos. The Goyin explains those three things, those options are nizikin represents bein adam lechaveroi, brachis represents bein adam lemakoim, and avos, he says, is bein adam leatzmain. He parallels it to the keser malchus. Ben Adam Lachaveiroi, Nezikin is Keser Malchus. Brachas, Ben Adam Lamakim is Keser Kahuna, and actually Keser Torah, Torah is Ben Adam L'Atzma. Yeah, you should learn what a Chavrusa, but the Musak of Torah is the Ben Adam L'Atzma. The Sfarim explained that what the Mishnah says in the beginning of Baba Kama, Shor, Bor, Mave, Hever, that's all the Parshis over here, are correlated to the Arba Malchios, which maybe is another teretz to explain. The Mefarshim talk about why we used exactly those words and why the Mishnah went in that order. Rashi already says it went in order of the Psukim, Taisas Muchas on it, but it could be Pashat according to the Alshech, it's according to the chronological order of these Arba Malchios. Shor, and he explains at length why. Shor is connected. Bovel, Boir is Madai, Mav is Yavon, and Hever is Edai. Another Hezber, why we go through the Seder of the Mishnah as such. Now, there's another thing by Choyvel B'Chaveiroi. Literally, the Torah says ayin tachas ayin, although we know that it's not. And the Gemara in Hachayva brings seven or even more pshatim to prove why ayin tachas ayin doesn't mean literally, but rather a tashlumin. But there's a vart from the Goyin, Chanukas Torah, others, they say ayin tachas ayin, the letters under ayin. The letter under ayin. Ayin is ayin, yud, nun. The letters underneath that are pei, chof, samach, kesef. What's underneath ayin is kesef. But there's a pshat from Rabbeinu Ephraim. He says there are four avara mentioned over here. Ayin tachas ayin. Shein tachas shein, yad tachas yad, regal tachas regal is Rosh Tevis Oshir. A person has to know that Be'etzim he's a billionaire. A person offset is a billionaire. He has Ayin, Yad, Shein, Regel, the feet gain, the feast gain, the Eugenzen. He hears, he sees, he's able to touch, to walk. That itself, everything else is already just extra credit. So another $1 million. If you can walk, talk, see, and hear, so you have $10 billion. So there's another year that also could, and he has another 50 million. Vos, it's a kleinekite. It's a kleinekite. The Ashirus is Ayin, Yad, Shein, Regel, Azoy State, in Rabbeinu Ephraim. I saw an interesting story brought down. One of the Gedolim from a few hundred years ago, the Shvus Yankiv, Rabbi Yaakov Reisher, he was a rav in Prague and in Metz in I don't know nowadays if it's Czechoslovakia or it's not even called that anymore, or Germany, whatever it was, like upon him in those areas, and he suddenly had a terrible umgluck that he became blind, and it was and he davened to Hashem. He says that he was working on a sefer called Iyun Yaakov, which is a pirush on the Ein Yaakov. And he davened to the Bashefer that if he's taken his rapi, that he's going to make sure to be mishtadl to finish the sefer. V'kachave ayin, tachas ayin. He then and he was able to be mesayim the Iyun Yaakov. Now there's another sugya of Dalid V'hei. Dalid V'hei, that it's specifically when a person steals a shor or a seh, normally you pay kefil, but by a shor and a seh, if you're nishtarish bechet, and you take the chet even further, so you pay chamisha bakar yishalim tachas hashor va'ar betzoyin tachas haseh. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, daf ayin tes, Omer of Meir, boy re'ei kama gadol koyach shel melacha, shor shebitloim mimalacha b'chamesh, seh shalai bitloim mimalacha ba'arba. A shor, you pay more. A shor, it's interesting, when you steal a shor or a seh, it's the same kefil. You don't make a difference that the shor and a seh, one should be more kefil, pay 2.5 times or something. Kefil is set. But al kapanim, when there's dalid v'hei, by a shor you pay 5, because you also did the bazundera avla of bitl malacha, when you tavachu mochar. And by a seh, you don't have bitl malacha. So therefore it's only 4. Le'uma zeh, Rav Yechanan ben Zakkai says, boy re'ei, same Gemara line later, kama gadol kavod abrius, because by a seh, the ganav was embarrassed. Again, he was embarrassed when he stole it, even if he didn't do tavachu mochar. But when you steal a seh, we don't factor this in. But only when you do tavachu mochar, we suddenly factor in, you should pay less. You should get one off. Why? Rachmanis, he was mevaza himself. Why is the price tag of mevaza himself one less? Well, I mean, he was willing to be mevaza himself. You can't say that his bushes is more than the price of one seh. He was willing to, I mean, maybe he was carrying a few kvasim esechins, but he was willing to be mevayis for that seh. But akapanim, you give him off one. Now, seemingly, these two pshatim, Rav Meir's pshat, that a shor has bitl malacha, and that the seh has bizyonis, and you get a discount, are seemingly opposite. What would have been the real price? The pashtus of the mashmoyis is, like Rav Meir, really would have been 4. But by shor, a bazundra avlov bitl malacha, you go up to 5. Like Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, be'etzem, the price is 5. Bazundra, because of the bezyonis, you go down to 4, which is a pella on the Targum Yonis, and who says, you pay 5 by a shor because of the bitl malacha, and 4 by a seh because of the bezyonis. What, the price would have been 4.5? It's interesting, though, the Marsha in Baba Kama asks, what if you steal a small shor and there's no bitl malacha? So then taka, you say you pay only 4? Or what if you stole a big, or you stole a small cow that you did have to carry out and you got bezyonis, you'll only pay 4? Or fakert? And he says, of course, loy plug, it's time of the krah and it's loy plug. Now that's the marshon Baba Kama, but as a pella, there's a marshon in Yuma daf chav beis that he's talking about David HaMelech that was nenash, that David HaMelech by the gzeilas kifsas harosh, when it was said about what he stole, that it says, the marshon says he was therefore punished who? The arba bonov kemishpat haseh, that you pay keren and another 4, and it's mamash apella. By a seh, you don't pay keren and another 4. By a seh, it's keren and another 3. By a shor, it's keren and another 4. So I was thinking maybe over there there was no bezyonis of carrying something out, but the marsha already said in Baba Kama loy plug. It's a bavusta pella de marsha. I once heard, and I challenged the elam to find the amara mokam nishtazoi. Can we suggest that the marsha's shita is that by a shor you pay keren plus another 5, and by a seh you play keren plus another 4. That's a vada, not the pashtus. The pashtus is by shor it's keren plus another 4, sachakol 5. And by a seh, keren plus another 3, sachakol 4. But you have to know what to do with this marsha, legabi that inyan. So you have shor, bar, ma, v'hever. We're going to skip along over here. There's a sugya by shoyimrim of Baal of Imoy. There's a fascinating idea that when a person is poigim in the Shmira, say by a Shomer Chinam or a Shomer Sachar or even by a Shoyal, for whatever he's supposed to be chayv, and Pshia, Gnei, Vaveda, Hezek, and Oynis, and the chule, if it's ba'al of imay lo yishalin, there's a beautiful shtickle in the Arachayim over here. He says when the neshama goes back up to Shemayim, osid lava, you have to mev esrim, and the Eberstein wants the money, we gave you a pekadon, you ba'avled the pekadon, you did things wrong to this neshama, and the neshama says back, yeah, but it was ba'al of imay, the Vashem, you were with us the whole time. L'chayr, I have the p'tor of ba'al of imay. He comes to explain over there why it's not a good excuse, but ayin sham dvorav hanefloyim the Arachayim HaKadosh. He has a tzad first ba'al of imay, there's still a chi of lasis yidei Shemayim, and other chishbanis. But that's the Arachayim of Ba'al of Imay. Now, there's a whole nother mesechta over here. There's a whole nother sugya. As a matter of fact, according to some of the Moinei HaMitzvahs and some of the Parashiyas, Parashas Mishpatim is actually two different Parashiyas. There's Parashas Mishpatim and there's Parashas Im Kesef Talveh. It's a separate, I think even the Sefer HaChinuch counts how many mitzvahs there are in Parashas Mishpatim and separately, how many mitzvahs there are in Parashas Im Kesef Talveh Es Ami, which is a whole new world of things. We'll just talk one or two things over here. It says about Treifa. There's a huge sugyas in Masech Techulin, Perek Elu Treifas. The Mishnah itself brings 18 Treifas. Then there are Shev Shmaitza. That's the name of a Sefer that the Ksais wrote, but it's also a remes for 7 more Treifas that there are in the thing. And there are various Treifas, and according to Chazal, described the various Treifas, those are animals that you're not allowed to eat. It for sure won't survive a year. Lemaisa, modern technology, and Bechlal, modern times, it could be that animals that are in the state of what you would say in Gemara's times would be a treifa. The Metzias is not like that. A high-end veterinarian can maybe do things. So does that change the din? And I'm not going to go into that whole topic. Bechlal, there's a shayla. I know there are Yidden that don't drink milk. They're worried that maybe the cow is a treifa, and there are a lot of treifas around, and I know the Gemara says you're allowed a lion roiv. But lemaisa, nowadays, there's a way to be mavar, maybe before you drink the milk. I mean, there's always an option of milking a cow, shechting it, and then checking, and then that. But that would be like very expensive. I don't think that's called ikal of rure, that every time you have a cup of milk, you shech the cow. But why can't you just do a cow scan? I'm sure from China, you can get even cheap version of it, and every cow should go through a cow scan before you drink the milk. Why are you allowed to rely on roiv? I'm not just saying, just think before you drink milk. That's a horror. Interesting. One of the many treifas, there's nitl hakaved and nitl hamara. See, some treifas are that there's a hole or a crack or missing, but some of them, the entire aver is missing. Now, one of the treifas, there's nitl hamara, and there's a complex thing, but there's a certain way by a bird, I think, that next to where the mara was supposed to be, where the kaved is, there's a certain way that a mutz, that someone knows the halachas, you lick it and you see if it tastes bitter. There's a certain way, there's a way to test and check what's the matzav of the chicken once. And there was once a person that came to the Chasam Sofer to get a Ksav Rabbanis. He thought it's just an easy in and out. He already made the arrangements. He wants his Ksav Rabbanis. So the Chasam Sofer hands him a chicken. He said, you know, do the thing. You know, you're supposed to figure out, turn the chicken the right way and lick where you're supposed to see. The guy, Tutsa Chazoi, 20 minutes, he's running the Charum, he's doing Hoi Chanyonim, but it's not happening. So the Chasam Sofer told him, Hashta Asra de Mora lo yadana. You don't even know where the Asar of the Mora is. Mora de Asra, by Elias. You want to be a Mora de Asra? You don't even know where the Asra of the Mora is. A similar story I saw, I forgot which was one of the Gedolim, that a person came to get Ksav Rabbonis on the Zinyonim, and the guy like really didn't know what was going on. So the Rav was telling him, you know, next, he says, Yiftach b'doyre k'shmuel b'doyre. You know, the door is like, achshu door, I'm off for this door. He said, and quoting this week's parsha, but v'chi yiftach ish bor, you know, yiftach was yiftach. I mean, your mom is a bor v'amor. It's v'chi yiftach. You're saying you want to be yiftach b'doyre. V'chi yiftach ish bor b'chol oifen. We have, in this week's parsha, Nase v'nishma, the Beis Halevi, it talks about it. How could Klal Yisrael say Nase v'nishma? It's a davar she'eni kotzev. If you don't know what you're getting into, what you're being mishtabed yourself, what you're being mischayev yourself, how could it be chal? It's a davar she'eni kotzev. And the Beis Halevi goes to explain that it's not a problem of davar she'eni kotzev because it's a shibud haguf of eved. It's not shibud nechosim. In shibud nechosim, it wouldn't be shayech. And by shar umois, they said maksiv bay and all this because it was a shibud nechosim. But by Klal Yisrael, it was a metzias of a shibud haguf, and you could be mishtabed on a kitzvah. Other achrayim explained the reason why it's able to be on a kitzvah. We spoke last week is because there's a zivug of chosin and kala between HaKadosh Baruch and Klal Yisrael. And as such, in a zivug, there's no hagbala of davar she'eni kotzev, and you're able to be mishtabed even to that madrega. At the end of the parasha, there's a pasuk. Just telling it for a minute, there's a pasuk. We did Baba Kama, and now Be'etzim we could just tell a big chunk of Baba Metzia. The Pasuk says, Mi Baal Dvarim Yigash Aleim, and the Gemara learns out, actually Baba Kama, that this is the Makar for the famous rule of Hamoitzi Mechaveri Olav Araya. Mi Baal Dvarim Yigash Aleim. And the Pel is the Gemara Bavarans. What do you need a Pasuk for? It's a Svara. It's a Svara man, the Kavle Kiva, the one with the problem. I'm holding the money. You're the one with the problem. You have a problem. And it's Yadua, the Pnei Yeshua in Gittin, and other Rechanim also want to say this, Stikl Torah, that the Vikuach, whether Hamoitzi Mechaveri Olav Araya is a Pasuk or a Svara, is going to be totally in a lot of big sugyas, chamuris, and shas. L'moshel, there's a shayla of bari v'shem bari yadav, which means, can a bari be mighty from a mochzit? Or there's a separate, there's a machlekes if roiv, holchin b'mamon achar roiv. Or for that matter, tfisa, there's a sugya called takfei koyin. Al kulana, all of these topics, bari, roiv, takfei koyin, and others, I'm giving you just the headline of it. The Rosh HaTev is hamishpatim, yeah? Al kulana, if a mochzit mechavreal avarai is a svara, the svara is, okay, I'm the one hurting, but if I have epis something on you, leverage, a bari, a roiv, a migu, a tfisa, something, efshana, mashenkin, if it's a pasuk, then the gedarim are thereof different. But it's not so, or actually it is so yeshivish to say that the machlokes bari v'shem, a holch maman acharoiv, tak v'koyin, and migu lahaitzi is all totally in one machlokes. I don't know if that lines up with all of the names. Of course, we just have to know. We've mentioned in the other shirim that Klal Yisrael, this week's parsha, they say nasa v'nishma. We don't have a masorah really for this, but it's the minig is to count prokim and psukim. It's not exactly bar, or maybe it is bar. Where the source for it is, but b'chol eifin will say the rem is that nasa v'nishma is perik chav dalet pasuk zayin 24/7. That's exactly sums up what nasa v'nishma is. Nasa v'nishma is 24/7. Yes, even on Tuesdays, even on Fridays, even on Moitzah Shabbos, even on Sunday morning, Nasa v'nishma 24/7. And of course, we know that that's the entire matar, because Nasa v'nishma is gematria 891, the same as Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim, the matar was not just for Kriyas Yamsuf and the Makis and everything, it was to get to 24/7, Nasa v'nishma.